All right, let's see how you did. Number one, was the EC, early church, reaching the unsaved? Yes. How? With the gospel of Jesus Christ, they were telling others about Jesus. How could they measure this? Very easy. Because the Bible says in the book of Acts, early chapters, that souls were being added to the church daily. That's how it's measurable. What was the urgency that motivated them to reach them? Two things. The second coming of Christ, which means all of us know that he's going to return. And the second thing is the short span of an individual's life. We only have but a small window to witness to them of Jesus Christ. They need to accept Christ before they die. Okay? Is the current church devoted to reaching the unsaved like the early church? If so, what proof, if not, explain? This is going to vary from church to church. Okay? But if you say that the current church or your current church is devoted like the early church, then you ought to have tangible proof to support your answer. And if not, explain. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. Number three, other than sharing the gospel, how did the believers at Antioch strengthen their witness to the unsaved populace? They lived a set apart or sanctified life. What was the result? The people of the world looked at the believers of Antioch and called them Christians. How important is lifestyle to witnessing? It's very important. If your lifestyle does not match your witness, obviously there'll be complications and contradictions. All right. So it's very important that we let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify God the Father who is in heaven. Were the early believers taken by surprise when confronted with persecution? If so, explain. If not, why not? The answer to that is no. They were not taken by surprise because they knew that the devil was extremely upset, and he was trying to eliminate and eradicate the movement by pursuing believers, threatening them, killing them, harassing them, trying to force them to blaspheme, just like Saul did before he had a change of heart, change of mind, and accepted Christ on the Damascus road. But they were not taken by surprise. Though at times they were scattered because of persecution, did they stop sharing the gospel? The answer to that is no. The modern church does not have the persecutions of the early church, meaning that we're not pursued, we're not chased down, we're not hunted down because of our faith. We have freedom of religion. Okay, so we are free to share the gospel in our country. Now, there are other countries that are not enjoying this kind of privilege, like over in India, where Anuk Nayak is. They are persecuted daily over there. Okay? But those who comprise the modern church do have their individual problems. Do those of the modern church allow their individual problems to interfere with them sharing the gospel? Discuss. I think the obvious answer to that is yes. Now, it can vary. There are devoted persons on the earth who understand that witnessing for Christ is preeminent, and that allowing our personal problem to cause us to not to share the gospel is a trick of the enemy. But we are so easily distracted by our own personal problems, though they're not of a persecutory nature. We are so distracted by our own personal problems that we want for our problems to be moved and gone and eliminated and back in order and non-existent before we share the gospel, which is a trap that we have fallen in repeatedly, and we need to fix that. What are the results? The results are that the souls are not saved, and hell increases. Okay? Number 6, how did the early church support its ministry and assure the reach of the gospel? They made sacrifices. If you read Acts chapter 4, verses 34 through 37, you will see there that they had land and houses and sold them. That's a sacrifice. And brought the monies thereof to the church, and they bought what they need, the food, and the church was able to do ministry like never before because of these sacrifices. What kind of sacrifices are you making to extend the reach of the gospel? Hopefully that was a good discussion. Did the early church seek God for direction? Yes. How? Through prayer, sometimes fasting and prayer. After the Holy Spirit revealed what they needed to do, what was their response? Their response was they obeyed specifically. So the principle is, when the Lord speaks, we obey. Okay, when the Lord, via His Holy Spirit, leads us, we should obey. And this is what the church at Antioch did. They fasted and prayed, and after having done so, after seeking God for direction, they submitted to Him and sent Barnabas and sent Paul to go do the work of the ministry. Could their response be measured beyond words of agreement? Yes, they actually put their prayers into practice. Okay? If not, explain. If so, explain. I just did. Is it possible to agree without action? See, we can agree, oh yeah, that's a good idea, oh yeah, but if we don't ever do nothing, then the idea evidently wasn't too good. So we can agree with the Bible, we can agree on what we need to do, but yet never do it, which also is a tragedy and a travesty. The early church interacted with people with the intent to reach them for Christ. On a scale from 1 to 10, 1 being low, 10 being high, how often would you say a believer interacts with a person for the sole purpose of reaching them for Christ? I think this was a very revealing question, because what we should have discovered is that believers very seldom even think about whether or not another person is saved. And if they're not thinking about that person is on the way to hell, we're not preempted or moved to become the agent and or the willing vessel to rescue them. Are we seeing that? Hopefully that was a good discussion. Why did you choose this number? Why did you choose the number that you chose? Discuss that. Hopefully that was a good discussion. If you did not choose a 10, what needs to change to make it a 10? And obviously, you need to begin to think when you see people. Ask yourself a question. Are they saved? Do they need Christ? And then God will begin to move in your heart and will preempt you to have a discussion about Christ. And your responsibility is not to save them. Your responsibility is to share the gospel with them. Let the Holy Spirit do the rest. If they don't accept, you've done your job. All right? Hopefully you enjoyed this. Love you. This is Pastor Morris signing off from the Detroit airport. God bless you. Love you. Bye-bye.